two blocks down from my house and came to a stop sign.
然后我从我们家开了两个街区，来到一个停的路口。
And I looked to my left.
我看看左边。
And I was in shock.
然后被吓坏了。
There was a pickup truck that was coming right towards me.
有一个装小屋货物的车就直直的对我开过来。
I was not in the road.
我还没有开到路当中。
I was legally in front of the stop sign.
我是按规定停在这个停的符号前面。
But the truck was coming for me, and I'm trying to get the car to move, but I wasn't too successful.
我看到这个卡车冲过来，就试图移动我的车，但是呢，没有做好。
And it had a direct hit right on my driver's side door.
然后这个小货车就直接的对着我旁边的乘客座位冲过来。
The English term for that kind of accident is called broadside.
英文里面这种冲撞叫做侧面冲撞。
Next thing I know, there's an ambulance and a fire truck at my car.
接下来我知道的事情就是有救护车来了，救火车也来了。
And I was in quite a bit of pain.
我浑身都很疼。
And would find out later that I had broke 5 ribs and my collarbone.
结果后来发现呢，我的锁骨断了，五根肋骨也断了。
And what was actually one of the more interesting things was in my recovery period.
不过这个事件里边更有兴趣的是我怎么样恢复过来的。
Learning how to drive again.
就是学会怎么样重新开车。
Now, in New York City, there's a lot of cars.
在纽约车很多。
People drive fast.
人开的也很快。
And you need to learn how to react quickly.
在纽约开车你必须反应很快。
And to drive with decisiveness.
在当机立断的做决定。
Learning how to drive again, I would say my driving was characterized.
在我重新学会开车上路的过程中，这个过程可以描述为
by caution and fear.
既小心又恐惧。
Every time I saw a car coming from my left, I was like shaking.
每次看到有车从我的左边来，我都很吃惊，很害怕。
And it took me several months to regain that confidence.
我过了好几个月才重新有开车的信心。
And I was reflecting on our passage we're going to read in a moment.
我们接下来读的经文，我就是这样想。
And I thought sometimes this is the case with our faith.
我们的信心有时候就是这样的过程。
Sometimes we're broadsided.
有时候我们受到侧面冲撞。
By circumstances that don't go our way.
可能是我们周围的环境不如我们心里所希望的。
An illness that befalls us.
可能是疾病临到我们。
Anxiety over our future.
可能是对未来的忧虑。
Maybe relational problems.
可能是人际关系问题。
Or maybe even persecution for our faith and witness.
甚至因为是我们的信心和见证受到迫害。
When we experience such difficulties.
当我们面临这些困难的时候。
We lose our balance, so to speak.
我们就失去平衡。
We're doing well spiritually.
我们以前属灵上好像还很稳当。
But next thing we know, our world is turned upside down.
接下来就发现自己的世界已经上下颠倒。
And we may not even know why God allows such a circumstance.
我们也不明白神为什么允许这些事情在我们生活当中发生。
In today's passage, there's good news.
在今天的经文里面，我们会看到一个好消息。
That no matter what we might be going through,
不管我们遭遇什么，
God is on our side.
神都站在我们这边。
God is for us.
神帮助我们。
So let's read Romans 8:31-34.
现在我们来读罗马书第八章31到34节。来，我们一起来。即使这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？白白的赐给我们吗？谁能定他们的人呢？神称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，并且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
We see from this passage several ways that God is on our side.
这段经文里面，我们看到好几个方面，看到神站在我们这边。
That He is for us.
神帮助我们。
The first being His power.
第一个是神的大能。
You see in verse 31, if God is for us, who can be against us?
31节说，神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Paul's asking a rhetorical question.
保罗这个问题其实是一个羞耻问题。
He's asking a question, not expecting an answer.
也就是说，他问，但并不希望大家回答。
But he's seeking to make a point.
但是他希望阐明一个观点。
And an obvious point.
一个非常明显的观点。
That nothing can be against God.
没有什么能够抵挡神。
Now Paul also is not implying that there's no forces against us.
保罗在这里并不是提示说没有任何力量阻挡我们。
Because there certainly are things that are against believers.
因为很明显，确实对信耶稣的人来说，我们会面临抵挡。
The one of the main ones being Satan.
主要的抵挡力量来自于撒旦。
In 1 Peter 5:8, we read, "Your enemy, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion."
在彼得前书5:8说，你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Looking for someone to devour.
撒旦想要寻找可以吞吃的人。
Satan uses temptations.
撒旦诱惑我们。
Accusations.
控告我们。
Putting questions in our mind.
质疑我们。
All to make us stumble.
他所做一切就是让我们跌倒。
To fall.
让我们摔跤。
And to turn to God.
然后我们远离神。
But Satan also uses other things like culture and society.
但是撒旦也用其他的方式来抵挡我们，比方我们的文化和我们的社会。
Now there's good and bad in all societies.
所有的社会里都有它好的一面，也有它不好的一面。
Here in the U.S., I think there's increasing hostility towards people of faith.
在美国，我个人觉得对基督徒的敌意是越来越多。
Our brother Mark Peter from the English congregation.
我们英文堂的 Mark 弟兄。
He was speaking at our English fellowship a week or two ago.
他一两周前在我们的英文团契分享说。
And he teaches at a university in China.
他在中国的大学教英文。
And uses that as a platform to share the gospel.
他用这个机会与内地人分享福音。
And he said that he can share more about Christianity in China University than in American University.
他说他能够在中国大学分享福音，反而比在美国能够分享的更多。
Because Mark also teaches at USC at the English Language Institute.
因为他在南卡大学的英文部教书。
And at USC, he cannot mention anything about God or Jesus.
在那个英文部里边，他不能够提任何有关耶稣基督的事情。
In China, he can explain Christmas and talk about the birth of Jesus and God being incarnate.
在中国，他反而能够分享耶稣基督的十字架和神的福音。
But at USC, he can only talk about Santa Claus.
但是在南卡大学，他只能提圣诞老人。
And in China, he can talk about the resurrection of Jesus and what that means to Christians at Easter.
在中国，他在复活节的时候能够和那里的人分享耶稣基督的复活以及这个复活对人有什么意义。
But at USC, he can only speak about the Easter Bunny.
但是在南卡大学，他只能说复活节的彩蛋。
And so he and his fellow teachers have had to be creative about how they share the gospel.
所以他和他那里的老师们不得不想尽一切的办法来分享福音。
There's also skeptics who are against us.
也会有怀疑来抵挡我们。
There are many who mock Christianity and Christian belief.
今天有许多的人来嘲笑我们这些相信耶稣基督的人。
And there's actually a lot of books written now by what are called the new atheists.
事实上，今天有很多的书是我们今天说的新一代的无神论者写的。
And one such book is called The God's Illusion.
其中有一本书，它的名字叫做《人类对上帝的幻觉》。
And they're seeking almost like evangelists to turn people away from God and to atheism.
它好像甚至在指责我们这传福音的说，你们这些人是把人转离了神，变成无神论者。
The main point that Paul's trying to make here.
保罗所要说明的主要观点是。
Is that God is so powerful.
神的大能。
That any forces against us are nothing in comparison.
任何试图抵挡他的力量在神的大能面前都不值一提。
Whether it be a spiritual being,
不管这个是属灵上的圣者，
a noted scholar,
或者是一个有名的学者，
or culture and society as a whole,
或者是文化或者社会，
nothing can stand against a powerful,
没有什么能够抵挡一位全能的神，
almighty and awe-inspiring God.
一位大能的神，一位令人敬畏的神。
Now, sometimes from our human perspective, we may be a bit thrown, we may get frustrated at our adversity.
有时候从人的观点看，我们会对自己在的学校觉得很有挫折感。
We may feel overwhelmed.
我们会觉得事情太多。
But when we look at it from God's perspective,
但是如果从神的角度看，
we see that our enemies have no power.
我们看到在神面前，我们的敌人是没有任何能力的。
Because God's power is so much greater.
因为神的能力是大不可测的。
While I was in high school,I was actually much shorter and skinnier than I am today. I was maybe 5 feet tall and weighed about 92 pounds. And I was prime candidate for being bullied. Especially because I was in all the advanced classes.
特别是因为我是在那个高级班。
But nonetheless, I was never bullied.
但是奇怪的是，我从来没有被人欺负过。
And the reason was I was part of the football team.
原因是我是足球队的一员。
Okay, I wasn't a player.
其实我并不是自己上场踢球。
I was what is called a trainer.
我是那个训练师。
And so I would go to practices and travel with the team.
所以呢，我会和这个足球队一起训练，一起出行。
And if they had an injury, I would tape their wrists and their elbows.
如果他们手腕呢，或者是脚踝什么地方受伤，我就替他们打上榜。
And if they got knocked out,
如果他们输了
，we had some smelling thing that we put in their nose to wake them up.
如果他们晕倒了，我们就会把一些吃的东西喷到鼻子里面，他们就能醒过来。
But because I was now part of the team,
但是因为我是属于足球队的一员，
I had no worries.
我就没有什么忧虑。
Most of the players on our team were maybe 6'2".
足球队的大部分人都有6英尺，2英寸高。
230 pounds.
230磅。
They were the biggest guys in the school.
学校里最强壮的就是这些家伙。
And if someone messed with me, they had to mess with them.
所以如果有人想欺负我的话，他们就先得跟那些人打架了。
And I couldn't help but think that's much how God is.
那我就想说，神也是这样来做的。
We do have adversaries.
我们确实有敌人。
But He is much more powerful than any adversary that we can imagine.
可是不管我们的敌人是谁，神的能力远远超过他们。
And God is not against us, He's on our side.
而且神不敌对我们，神是站在我们这一边的。
And He's working for our good and for the furtherance of His kingdom.
他为了我们的好处，也为了神的国度，他一直在做工。
And so God demonstrates He is powerful by His goodness, by His power.
所以神用借着他的能力显出他的慈善。
We also see that He demonstrates that He's on our side through His generosity and love.
我们也能看到神用他慷慨的爱向我们显明他是站在我们这边的。
In verse 32 it says, He did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all.
第32节说，神没有爱惜自己的儿子，却为我们众人舍了。
I want to focus on the word spare.
我想来谈谈这个词啊。
What does it mean?For something to be spared.
如果说一个词叫做是什么意思？
It typically means something that has been delivered from death.
通常是说一个事情它避免了死亡。
Danger or difficulty.
或者是避免了危险或者困难的情况。
In ancient Rome, a popular pastime was to watch gladiatorial combat.
在古罗马，一个很受欢迎的游戏就是角斗士的决斗。
There's a popular movie called The Gladiator, which shows how life was like as a gladiator.
有一个很受欢迎的电影就是角斗士，就是描述当时那个情况。
And so two men would be in a coliseum fighting each other.
所以在斗兽场里面，两个角斗士来互决斗。
And it was literally to the death.
通常来说，一直到一方死。
Now, if one gladiator put another gladiator in submission before killing him,
如果其中的一个角斗士已经占了上风，
maybe his opponent was on the ground and he had a spear to his neck.
比方说他已经把对手踩在脚下，把剑横在他的脖子上。
He would look up to the stands.
他就会抬头看向观众席。
And there was a judge.
那里有个法官。
If the judge was a Caesar or emperor or ruler, they would be the judge.
如果这个法官他是一个皇帝之类，他就能够做出判决。
And they would look to this judge for instruction.
所以呢，这个角度是就要看这个法官等待最后的决定。
And now the crowd would begin to cheer.
然后人群就会大声呼喊。
And some would be saying, "Kill, kill."
有的说杀了他，杀了他。
And others would say, "Live, live."
其他人说留下他，留下他。
And the judge would have his hand out.
然后法官就伸出手。
And at least according to the movie,
至少是按照电影里面所拍摄。
If he put his thumb down, that means you kill the opponent.
如果法官的大拇指朝下，意思就是把那个人杀了。
If it's a thumbs up, he lives.
如果法官的大拇指朝上，就是说把这个人。
And so you'll have to watch the movie to see what he does.
所以大家看看电影啊，看法官。
But nonetheless, if the thumb is up, then the competitor is spared.
但是当法官的手大拇指朝上的时候，那个被击败的角度是侥幸。
And in the case of God, you would think that when it comes to His own Son,
在神的这个现在，我们想到当神面临他自己的独生子的时候
，that He would spare His Son.
他应该也会让他的独生子活下来。
If my son were a gladiator and he was, if I was to judge him, I'd be saving him.
如果我的儿子是角斗士，我是法官，我一定会。
But it says here that God did not spare His Son.
可是经上说神没有留下他的独生子。
But He did so for our sake.
但是神舍了耶稣是为我们的缘故。
Because of His great love.
因为他爱我们。
And He demonstrated that love by giving Jesus on our behalf.
他把耶稣赐给我们，用这样的方式来表明他对我们的。
He died that we might live.
耶稣死了，我们才能活。
And today we remember what Jesus did for us at the table, his body that we remember dying on the cross.
我们待会领圣餐的时候就能够纪念耶稣基督为我们死在十架上。
And his blood that was shed, bringing us forgiveness.
他的血洗净我们的罪。
But it also says here that in Jesus we get all things.
圣经上也说。借着耶稣基督，我们得到一切。
It says, "How will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things?"
经文说，神岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗
？And if we read through chapter 8,
如果我们读完第八章
，we see many of these things.
我们看到很多神赐给我们的。
We see that God sets us free.
看到神赐给我们自由。
That the Spirit gives us life.That God gives leading to His people.
神带领他的子民。
That God is our Abba, our Daddy.
神说我们可以称他为阿爸父。
That we are His heirs.
神定我们为他的后嗣。
That He helps us in our weakness.
在我们的软弱的时候，神帮助我们。
That He works all things together for our good.
神为我们的益处使万事互相效力。
And that He chooses us for our salvation.
他选择我们赐给我们救恩。
And these are just the benefits we see in Romans 8.
这些还只是在罗马书第八章所看。
And if we would expand to look at the whole New Testament, the whole Bible, we would see that His benefits to us as His followers would be countless.
如果我们看到整本圣经，就会晓得，对于他跟随他的人，神所赐给他们的人是无限的。
God freely and lavishly gives to us His children.
神赐给他的儿女的是丰丰富富的。
Even in our difficulties and trials,
即便是我们在困难中，在试炼中
，providing His comfort,
神给我们安慰
，His peace,
给我们平安
，and even His pruning,
甚至他修剪我们
，using our circumstances to conform us into His image.
他用这些环境来改变我们，使我们越来越有他的形象。
Our next point that we're going to look at is God demonstrates that He is for us, that He's on our side through His advocacy.
接下来我们会看到神为我们辩护，他用这样的方式来表明他对我们的爱。
In verse 33, Paul asks, "Who shall bring a charge against those whom God has chosen?"
第33节经上说，谁能定他们的罪呢
？And in verse 34, "Who then is the one who condemns?"
说谁能定他们的罪呢
？Again, Paul presents a rhetorical question.
这里保罗的问题也是一个修辞问题。
And it's an obvious answer.
答案也是明显。
No one.
没有谁。
No one can bring a charge against God's chosen. No one can condemn.
神所拣选的人，没有谁可以控告他们，也没有谁可以定他们的罪。
Now it doesn't mean again that there aren't those that bring accusation against believers.
当然，并不是说对于我们这些信耶稣的人没有任何指控可以成立。
Again, Satan, our adversary, brings accusation.
我们的敌人撒旦也一直在控告我们。
In Revelation 12:10, it says that our adversary brings accusation against brothers and sisters.
在启示录十二章十节说。
And in fact, he accuses the brothers and sisters before God day and night.
事实上，他在神面前是昼夜不停地控告我们。
But there's also others who bring accusation.
但是也有其他的可以来控告我们。
One of the most common accusations, at least in America, against Christians is hypocrisy.
啊，至少在美国，对基督徒最常听到的一个指控就是很虚伪。
And people will say, I don't want to become a Christian because all Christians are hypocrites.
有人说我才不想做基督徒呢，因为所有的基督徒都是伪基督徒。
They don't live according to their belief.
他们说的是一套，做的是另外一套。
But sometimes even we ourselves are ones that bring accusation against ourselves.
其实有时候我们自己也会指控我们自己。
That sounds a little odd.
听起来有点奇怪。
But we look at King David writing in the Psalms.
但是我们看到大卫王在诗篇中说
And he asked, why are you so downcast, my soul?
他说我的心啊你为什么忧闷
and so there's something not right with David's spirit.
所以也晓得大卫在他的灵里边有一些东西不太顺
And he's questioning himself, what's wrong here? Why am I down? Why am I depressed?
所以他也问自己说我为什么这么忧闷呢
And so no matter who may bring accusation, even ourselves,
所以不管控告我们是谁，甚至是我们自己。
Jesus is our advocate.
我们的辩护师是耶稣基督。
He is one who defends us.
他为我们辩护。
Who comes to our aid.
他来帮助我们。
And who stands in our place.
他也替我们设身处地的想。
The image that we get from these verses is that of a court of law.
所以我们在这里看到的一个图画，就好像在一个法庭上。
God the Father is at the throne.
父。天父坐在宝座上。
And on one side we have Satan, the devil, bringing accusation against brothers and sisters.
在一边是撒旦站着，在那里控告我们弟兄姐妹。
But on the other side we have Jesus.
但是在另一边站着耶稣基督。
As our defense attorney.
他是我们的辩护律师。
Defending us against all accusations.
对一切的指控，他都能为我们辩护。
There was a very famous lawyer many years ago.
多年以前有一个很有名的律师
And his name was F. Lee Bailey
他的名字叫 F. Lee Bailey
Yes, well he was very famous defense attorney
他是一个很有名的辩护律师
It is said he never lost a case
他从来没有输过官司
And so there was a famous case about, I don't know, 20 years ago a football player was chargedAnd his name O.J. Simpson.
他叫 O.J. Simpson.
And he put together very, the best attorneys to defend him.
他找了全美最好的辩护师来为他辩护。
And one of the attorneys was Bailey.
其中一个就是 Bailey.
And you know what?
大家知道后来结果吗?
O.J. Simpson won.
他居然赢了。
Now most of us who kind of knew the case were convinced he was guilty.
大多数了解这个案件的人都晓得 Simpson 其实是有罪的。
But nonetheless, he had an advocate who was able to defend him.
可是他找了一个很有能的律师来为他辩护。
And was able to help him to get the not guilty charge.
所以这个律师帮他拿到了一个无罪的判决。
And so if you're rich in America, you can get a good attorney to help you.
如果你在美国很有钱，你就能找到很有钱、很有名的律师来为你辩护。
But spiritually, we have a much better advocate.
可是，在属灵上，我们有一个更好的辩护律师。
Jesus, our Messiah.
我们的弥赛亚耶稣。
And his defense exhibit is the cross.
他为我们的辩护是展现在他的十字架上。
And so Satan can bring any accusation that he wants.
所以，不管什么指控，撒旦都可以拿过。
He can say these believers are sinners.
撒旦可以说这些信耶稣的人其实是罪人。
They are not living according to the ways of the Bible.
他们没有照圣经的教导生活。
They have stumbled and fall.
他们也跌倒了。
They deserve guilt. But Jesus can point to the cross and say, I paid the price for their sin. And because of the righteous life that I live, I clothe them with righteousness. And so God does not see us as being simple, but sees us through the eyes and life of Jesus as being righteous. So Jesus pleads our case. And he continues to intercede for us by bringing our lives, our needs, our concerns to the Father. That we may find help in our time of need, and that we may be presented blameless at his return. What does this mean for us? It's good news. The God of the universe is on our side. He is for us. No matter what we might be going through, he cares, he understands, and he works on our behalf to accomplish his purposes in our lives. And the same is for us as a body of believers here in West Columbia. Even as a church, sometimes we have exciting things happening. Many praises to give to God. But other times we experience trials and difficulties. But nonetheless, God is for us. God will work in a way that will continue to use our church to be a salt and light in his community and bring glory to himself. This doesn't mean we won't have problems, either as a body or as individuals, but he will help us to overcome. And we can have confidence then not in and of ourselves, but in our Lord. Our lives will not be characterized by fear or by caution. But when we are broadsided by the trials of life, we can have encouragement and confidence in our Lord, who is powerful, who is generous, and who intercedes for us at the throne of God. To God be the glory for his love, his generosity, his advocacy. May we recognize his goodness in our lives as we give him the glory today and every day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are on our side. That you are for us. And that you demonstrate your great love for us in the cross. And you have given us many good gifts and blessings as we seek to follow you. And as we remember you today in the table, may we truly give you the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.